only for the serious, permanent weight loss. Hi there and welcome. This is Darren Christopher Rowland. I'm the author of this book and I want to firstly thank you for taking the time to listen. This book is all about losing your weight just once, but keeping it off permanently. And while that is a physical parameter, it is also more about removing and avoiding the emotional pain of your life, specifically the low self-esteem and the low morale. In other words, how to stop just losing weight temporarily and how to start losing weight permanently, how to free yourself from this emotional and physical struggle. And I want to start out by saying I am a real person, meaning I'm not a paid actor. And so please forgive me for any mistakes I'm likely to make here. I'm sure I will. It's just, I basically wanted to talk to you very personally. And so that you could hear my own voice and know that this is real. It's not something false like an advert. And if you allow me further with permission, I'd like to break from tradition and do something I think a little bit unorthodox and kind of just talk to you real. Meaning, as I mentioned, not from a promotion, not from a sales approach, not even a script actually. Literally, just me to you with no agenda except to serve. Me to just be completely frank and honest with you. And if we could have a communication and speak from the heart. And I really hope that's okay with you. Thus, I'm going to start out with asking you quite a blunt question. Are you currently overweight? In other words, do you have excess body fat on your body right now and it's costing you? Are you utterly fed up with the whole weight loss scene? Because quite frankly, it never works. And what I mean by all of this is every day, do you feel the burden of not feeling as confident as you could, or as sexy as you want, or as happy as you should? You know, does looking in the mirror depress you? Or in fact, the fact that you don't want to look in the mirror scare you? Does feeling physically tired, slobberish, and lethargic limit the quality of life and experience for you? Now, if your answer is yes, then your answer is a very common experience. It's a very common one for millions of other people just like you. They feel the same, live with the same limitations every day of their lives. And basically, I'm here to tell you that this pain is not something that you need to continue to live with, that you can break through this. You can move forwards to feel confident, feel sexy, feel happy, to feel and be in control of your life. And now, the obvious question is how? You know, it's a given that you would like to lose all of your excess body weight and feel and look phenomenal. So we don't really have to address that. I believe what does need to be addressed is then why does that not happen? And how can we make it happen? And in order to do that, we need to take a little closer look at the why. Why do you currently have an overweight body? Why are you currently carrying excess body fat? Now, the answer is not surprising. It's possible that the way you've eaten in the past created the result, and not burning off the calories, meaning not move very much, or if you have moved, it could have been maybe the wrong type of activity or some combination of the two. However, here's the surprising part. Have you lost weight before? Now, my hallucination is you probably have. And my next question would be, have you lost weight thus, therefore, more than once in your life? And again, I imagine your answer back to me would be yes. How then can you be carrying excess body fat and have an overweight body if you have lost the weight previously? Answer, because you have put the weight back on, and therein lies our problem. See, if you just lost weight but kept it off, then you would already have your ideal body weight by now. True? The problem is not so much the weight loss itself. It's mostly the other half. It's keeping the weight off. See, we need both. We need both situations, but most people most of the time miss the second step. In other words, they accomplish step one, they lose their weight fully or at least partially. But instead of progressing to step two of now managing the situation, keeping the result, keeping the weight off, instead, they kind of reverse step one. They metaphorically reverse engineer their own outcome and regain the weight back that they just worked so hard to remove. And, you know, I know it sounds crazy when you point it out, but that is unfortunately what people do. It's not because they're stupid. It's not a character flaw. It's not a weakness or anything like that. It's purely because people haven't been educated in this area. And so they simply don't know what to do. I mean, if you don't know what you don't know, it's not exactly your fault, is it? The ability to successfully lose your weight is measured by the fact that you lose it and it stays off forever. And again, the ability to measure failed weight loss is you do lose your weight, but it comes back on. Now, the common denominator here is that weight loss happens in both situations. So we know that that's not the real problem. It's the second part of the equation that's the issue. It's the maintenance of the weight loss that lets people down. Do you follow? I believe the current weight loss model is basically broken and it needs fixing. I mean, look, do you really want to continue to put out tons of effort to lose your weight? And I'm being literal here. I mean, you think about how much money you spend on supplements or powders or diets or subscriptions, how much pain you're in most of the time, doing exercise you hate to do, being on a diet, being restricted and limited, feeling hungry, mood swings, etc. Okay, and if that wasn't bad enough to put that all back on after you put out so much effort to get it off. Look, if your answer is, you know, you don't want to keep doing this and you want to make a start to progressing in your life, then let's make a start. Please remember this phrase. Weight loss is temporary. Weight management is permanent. Okay, so which would you prefer? Now, clearly, keeping the weight off permanently is the holy grail. It's what everyone's searching for. So how do we then progress from just temporarily losing weight, only to put it back on and feel miserable and depressed, having our hard work, as we described, to be in so much vain, to having lasting change so that the weight loss will in fact last through time, be permanent, and we truly do get to feel happy and have the high self-esteem that we deserve? The answer, we need a shift in our actions. That is how we eat and how we move. And in order for that to happen, we need a shift in our mindset. We simply cannot produce a different result from the same action. Do you follow? The same eating and the same moving or lack thereof, and even the same thinking that created your overweight body in the first place and now perpetuates it in the present tense, will not be able to free you. To repeat, we need a shift in our actions. Again, how we eat and how we move, and it starts with a shift in our mindset. Are you with me on this? Now, having coached people for over 25 years on successful weight loss and successful weight management, and having been very fortunate in that I've worked with people at the highest level, VIP, for the last, I guess, 9 years of my life now in this area, I can testify to the fact that the 5% of people that do achieve a permanent weight reduction over time do things that the other 95% don't. And in modeling this 5%, I developed a program, as I mentioned, a long time back, and it has been used successfully for years now by thousands of people, tens of thousands to be exact. But in 2019, I updated the program, and I put all of this into a book for the very first time. And as mentioned, the book is called Only for the Serious, Permanent Weight Loss, and it contains this breakthrough program that I embedded into the book to give you exactly this new, simple way to eat, move, and think. Eating is based on enjoyment. There's nothing to cut out of your current intake. There's no dieting. There's no calorie counting. Exercise is only what you love to do. There is no doing exercise you don't want to do. Basically, everything is geared towards removing your weight healthily and quickly and ensuring that you never put it back on again. Because basically, you've discovered a way of thinking, a way of eating, and a way of moving that is all enjoyable. In other words, all pleasurable. And so, to maintain this new weight and not just, you know, create it, but maintain it through time as possible. Look, looking at it the other way, if the sum total experience of all your actions to try and lose weight is painful, you're not going to be able to sustain it. Do you agree? And that is why you struggle to maintain your weight loss even if you do achieve it. If, however, you discover a pleasurable way to eat and think and move, a way you actually enjoy things, then your body weight will naturally last through time. And so you really could lose your weight just once, but keep it off permanently. Now, Only for the Serious Permanent Weight Loss is based on exactly this premise. Look, let me ask you another question. How long can you sustain a restricted food intake, a diet, meaning a reduction in the number of calories coming in? How long? Well, whatever your answer is would be subjective because everyone's obviously going to be different. But what we do know as a fact, objectively, is that you cannot maintain this forever or even long term. And so if you follow logic to its natural conclusion, not an opinion, just logic, if you lose your weight because you eat less, what's going to happen inevitably and invariably when you return to a normal calorie intake? The answer is so does your body weight. And this is what happens for people and why it happens over and over. Look, if you just wanted to get thinner, for example, for a party coming up next week, or you're going on a date, or maybe to the beach, and all you want to do is lose a little bit of weight short term to look better, then you know what? Dieting is actually a good strategy. It really will work. However, what happens when you try to apply exactly the same strategy to losing all of your weight, not just a little bit? And again, for the rest of your entire life, not just short term. I mean, do you really think the same approach can or will create the same result? Hardly. Now, again, I'm not going to lie to you. I want to be straight up. As I mentioned at the beginning, the title of this book is a filter, meaning it describes who needs to read this book. So when I say only for the serious, I mean it literally. It's not just a word. See, if you're only kind of bothered about your weight, or as mentioned, you're only interested in temporary weight loss, then I will lovingly tell you, please do not buy this book. This is not the book for you. Please search elsewhere for your needs, because there are countless millions of other books out there in this area. And as you know, they focus just on losing weight and nothing else. However, if you are ready to break free and be thinner long term, up to forever, using a proven two-step strategy that's basically been applied for decades and works, then this book and the embedded program in it is a very valuable and significant resource that will effectively get you there. In closing, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to me. And if I may, I'll just leave you with a final thought or two. Look, losing weight only to put the weight back on is a waste of your money. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of your emotion. It's affecting your morale and ultimately your whole life. Traditional weight loss is all about losing weight now, but gain it back tomorrow. If you don't take control of this situation, you are setting yourself up for repeated pain in the months and the years to come. Now, if you are ready, however, for a transforming experience, then this book is the answer. And I proudly, I confidently encourage you to read it, because I absolutely know from the deepest part of my heart that the program embedded into this book can change your life. Now, I know that's a pretty big and bold statement to make, but I equally know the kind of results it has already produced with people. I sincerely hope you found some value in this and the opportunity to change your life, to truly be free and happy, to be slimmer forever, and lead a fulfilling life is there for you if you want it. I wish you every success. Take care of yourself and goodbye.